Boy Scouts president and former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates called for an end to the Boy Scouts ban on gay scout leaders. He was speaking at the organization's national annual meeting in Atlanta. Here's what he had to say.
I remind you of the recent debates we have seen in Indiana and Arkansas and elsewhere over discrimination based on sexual orientation, not to mention the impending U.S. Supreme Court decision on gay marriage. I'm not asking the National Board for any action to change our current policy at this meeting, but I must speak as plainly and as bluntly to you as I spoke to presidents when I was Director of CIA and Secretary of Defense. We must deal with the world as it is, not as we might wish it would be. The status quo in our members, in our movement's membership standards cannot be sustained.
In 2013, the Boy Scouts voted to allow openly gay boys to join the organization, but the debate over whether to give the okay to openly gay scout leaders has continued to be contentious. Eric Eckholm joins us now. He's national legal correspondent at the New York Times. Eric, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much.
So listening to that clip of Robert Gates' speech there, you get the sense that he isn't necessarily making this announcement, this urging for moral reasons, but that he wants the Boy Scouts to be in step with the times, with the way that the winds are blowing politically right now in this country. How did you read that statement?
Yes, so I think it's more than that. He fears that if they don't sort of get control of this issue, get out of ahead of things, that it could almost destroy the Scouts. There are a lot of internal divisions over this, and an emerging threat of lawsuits in a number of states, which could really do a lot of damage. So, I think he tried to put it in the most blunt, practical terms for the people listening, for whom this has been, this issue has been a very divisive one for many years for the Scouts.
Can you give us a sense how he wanted this decision to be implemented?
Well, they have, he's actually a volunteer as president, but the Scouts are ruled by volunteers, basically. There's an executive council of 60 or 70 people, nearly all of them kind of prominent community leaders who volunteer. And that board can decide on its own, or it could open the issue to a general meeting of Scout leaders from around the country. That's what they did in 2013, when they decided to allow openly gay boys in the Scouts. They had a vote, and they got something like 60% of the vote. And that actually led some extremely conservative religious people in Scouts to leave and form their own organization. This time, I think a lot of people think probably the executive board sometime in the coming year, or maybe even very soon, will decide to implement this policy, because the legal problems are pressing on them, as he stressed in his speech.
And a lot of Boy Scout troops are sponsored by churches. Do we know how many?
Yes, more than half are sponsored by churches. By far the biggest one is the Mormon Church, but the Roman Catholic churches and various Protestant denominations sponsor a lot of Boy Scout troops. And some of those churches, especially the Mormons, the Roman Catholics, and some of the evangelical churches, are very much against acknowledging gay behavior and in any way giving rights or leadership roles to gay people in their organizations. So this is why it's such a difficult issue for the Boy Scouts. They don't want to lose all those members. I mean, something like one-fifth of all Scout troops are sponsored by the Mormon Church. So that's why the policy announced, well, not the policy, his proposal was that we relax the national ban, but we allow local groups that control Scout troops to make their own decisions on this.
So then what happens if a local troop takes up the issue and decides not to allow openly gay scout leaders? Is there still a legal issue then?
Well, that will depend on the state and the city. Again, as he acknowledged, a lot of states now, or something, nearly half the states have laws forbidding employment discrimination based on sexual orientation. And even more cities have it in states that might not have it statewide. So, for example, in New York and Colorado, They might have. There are cases already where they might have faced legal action by the state or a lawsuit. And so I guess in a state that has that kind of law, even if the National Boy Scouts didn't get involved, someone could bring a suit. And so this issue is far from over.
We're talking right now about yesterday's announcement by the president of the Boy Scouts urging the group to acknowledge the changing times and allow gay scout leaders. Eric Eckholm from the New York Times is with us now. And Eric, what specific concerns have kept the Boy Scouts from allowing gay scout leaders in the past?
Well, historically, as with much of the country and many institutions, there was never really a thought given to the issue. And then maybe in the last 20 years, as it began to percolate, there was initially a conservative reaction. I mean, there always have been some gay scouts and some gay leaders. There was a Supreme Court case in the year 2000, which the Boy Scouts won, saying that they could not be required to allow gay members, but the pressures grew and grew, more and more local, in more liberal parts of the country, local scout troops and groups were complaining and defying it. So it came to a head 2 years ago, and in May of 2013, they decided to allow boys, openly gay boys, but it was just at that time considered too sensitive or too divisive to address the issue of leaders and adults. Again, it's because of, I think, mainly this concern that large swaths of the Boy Scouts that are sponsored by more conservative religions might just quit and really decimate the Boy Scouts.
In reading your piece, it also sounded like there was a strand of resistance to this where some scout members in leadership thought that having gay men in proximity to boys on sleepovers was something they were uncomfortable with.
Well, there are some people that definitely feel that way, and I'm sure there are some parents around the country that might not allow their kid to be in a troop that was led by a gay leader. I think the statistics really show that that's not a completely valid concern, that sexual abuse is not confined to gay leaders, openly gay leaders, and the scouts have other protections. I mean, they got hit with a lot of lawsuits because of abuses in the past, and now they have policies that leaders should not be alone with boys and other things. So, as with many other areas of life, we'll all be, they'll be, feeling their way ahead here.
Do you have a sense of how some of the churches involved in the Boy Scouts are responding so far? The Mormon Church you mentioned and the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes. There's been no real public response. The Mormon Church just said, we're studying it. I haven't seen anything from Catholics. I'm sure there are some people who are very angry or disappointed, but again, the policy, the proposal that he made gives them an out, that if it's again, if the local sponsor, the local church, wants to choose certain kinds of leaders, they can do that. And so there are future battles to be fought, but there's nothing in what he proposed that I would think that would drive them away right now, but they might, see there's a trend that they don't like. But these institutions are changing as well. I mean, when they decided to allow gay boys to be in the Scouts, there was a lot of fear that the Mormon Church would withdraw at that time, but they didn't. They said, fine, we can live with that policy. So remains to be seen.
Now, the Boy Scouts have seen a decline in membership, it seems like, for decades. Is there a sense that perhaps a move like this could help to reverse that?
That's what they're hoping. I mean, ever since about 1970, the membership has declined a few percent each year. And, it's hard in a more urban society and where kids are into electronic things. They've struggled to be relevant. So they now have merit badges and things like animation and and it goes way beyond the traditional camping and first aid. But they clearly lost some extremely conservative families over this issue, but they're hoping that perhaps more, that others who might have stayed away because they didn't like the discrimination might join now.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Eric Eckholm, New York Times national legal correspondent, about Boy Scout President Robert Gates' call to end the ban on gay scout leaders. You can add to the discussion over on the Central Time Facebook page.